The ethics of AI. People are super hyped about artificial intelligence, AI, but sometimes forget about the ethical stuff. AI is a game changer, for sure. It's gonna shake up everything, from how we work to how we live. But let's be real, it's got its good sides and its bad sides. AI has been in the works for ages, but we're still figuring out how to use it responsibly. It's like when cars first hit the roads, there were no rules. Now, AI is in the same boat. Everyone needs to get in on the AI conversation. It's not just for tech geeks. Every company needs to think about how they want to use AI, based on what they believe in, before they start using it. 'Cause if the people using AI don't trust it, it's gonna flop. AI is already a big part of our lives, even if we don't notice it. But now, it's about to shake things up big time. But here's the deal, AI can only do what we tell it to. So, it's up to us to make sure we're using it responsibly. We've got a short window to get this right. We gotta make sure AI is fair, clear, and trustworthy. Ensure trust in AI, applying human values. When we talk about advanced AI, it's easy to think of it as something almost human-like, but that's not quite right. AI doesn't think or reason like we do. Instead, it follows instructions laid out by humans. Thanks to better technology, like faster computers and bigger data storage, AI has finally broken free from the limitations that held it back for decades. In 2011, for instance, we saw a breakthrough with deep neural networks, AI that could learn on its own, which was pretty mind-blowing. Nowadays, AI can do a lot of incredible things, from learning new skills to understanding languages and even predicting future events. But with all this power comes a big responsibility. Leaders, developers, and everyday people need to ensure that the AI we create can be trusted. Strive for fairness in AI development. Developers need to clean up their act when it comes to training AI. Biases lurking in the data can mess up how these algorithms work. But fixing this isn't just about hitting some techie checklist, it's about sticking to the values your company stands for. Everybody wants fair treatment, but what's fair can change depending on the situation. And that's where AI gets tripped up. It can't read between the lines like humans can. So, making sure it's fair for everyone is a real challenge. First off, the data feeding these AI brains needs a good scrub. We're talking about getting rid of biases, big and small. No favoritism based on race, gender, or anything else. Some biases aren't obvious. They're sneaky stereotypes hiding in the data. Developers have to be like detectives, sniffing out these biases and booting them from the dataset. It's not easy, though. Some biases are so deep-rooted that they're hard to spot. But if we're serious about making AI fair, it's a challenge we've got to tackle head-on. In instances where a police force utilizes historical crime data to construct an AI model for forecasting future crime hotspots, the model may inadvertently incorporate biases against certain neighborhoods. Consequently, the algorithm could predict heightened crime rates in these areas, leading to increased police presence and subsequent arrests, potentially perpetuating biased perceptions. Such algorithms are prone to containing multiple biases, thereby inherently promoting unfairness. A human responsibility. It's up to people, not machines, to ensure AI is used ethically and fairly. Algorithms are always a bit biased, at least enough to make specific suggestions. AI can give recommendations, but it's up to humans, not just data experts, but also experts from different fields, to check data for bias. People should be the ones making all important decisions based on AI suggestions and the data behind them. AI's real-world challenges. When we test AI models in labs, we expect them to perform just as well out in the real world. But sometimes, they fall short. They might ace the lab tests but struggle to keep up with changing conditions once they're out there. We call this brittle AI. It works sometimes but not always. On the other hand, robust AI is like a rock-solid friend you can always count on. It doesn't change its performance, no matter what. Think of it this way, imagine an AI driving a self-driving car. A robust one will spot pedestrians whether it's sunny or pouring rain, whether it's day or night, and even if they're walking, crawling, or skipping across the road. Humans adapt naturally. You learn early on not to touch a hot pan because you'll get burned. But AI needs explicit instructions for everything. And coming up with instructions for every possible situation is no small feat. Make sense of AI. AI is like a specialist with tunnel vision. It can't transfer its skills from one task to another. For instance, it can't learn how to stack shelves and then apply that knowledge to loading a dishwasher. The accuracy of AI depends heavily on the quality of its training data. This data needs to be spot on, covering all possible scenarios and labeled accurately. Since gathering such massive amounts of data is a big task, developers sometimes resort to creating fake data to fill in the gaps. The level of accuracy required varies from one situation to another. For example, in the medical field, we demand nothing less than perfection, while we're more forgiving when it comes to getting recommendations for a good TV show. To keep AI dependable, organizations need to regularly check and evaluate their data. They must test how reliable their AI systems are and keep an eye on how well they're performing. This way, they can make sure that their AI remains rock solid and trustworthy. Demystify AI, making the unseen seen. Building trust means making AI transparent and explainable. Imagine complex algorithms as mysterious black boxes. Data goes in, recommendations come out. But here's the kicker: even the scientists who created these algorithms can't always explain why AI makes certain recommendations. Those responsible for implementing AI models should possess sufficient understanding to explain them in simple terms understandable to the general public. They should prioritize transparency regarding AI's role, ensuring individuals are informed whenever AI influences decisions that impact them. Transparent managers shouldn't require users to sift through extensive legal documentation to comprehend and consent to usage terms. However, absolute 100% transparency isn't always feasible, as certain data, such as intellectual property, must remain confidential. Leaders face the challenge of striking a balance between these competing demands. Control AI algorithms. Data scientists tweak algorithms to match what matters most. Like, a GPS might pick routes based on how fast, short, or busy they are. You should know if speed matters more than other things, so you can agree on a route or choose another. Explainable algorithms are like open books. They let us test if they're still doing what they should. They help find biases and let people give their thoughts. If you're using AI from a company, ask how clear and easy it is to understand. Especially if it's for big decisions. Whether you buy AI or make it yourself, keep everyone in the loop. Prioritize AI safety and security. To boost confidence in AI, it's crucial to focus on keeping it safe and secure. AI isn't immune to attacks, and these threats go beyond just stealing data. They can mess with algorithms, sneak in biases, or even create dangerous situations in places like factories and roads where AI controls machines or vehicles. When AI systems get compromised, it's not just about losing private info. It can lead to products malfunctioning, leaks of sensitive company secrets, and lawsuits. Trust from employees, customers, and others takes a hit too. Everyone in a company needs to be on board with keeping AI safe. That means training all employees in safety measures and being alert to potential risks. It's like putting up security cameras to catch any suspicious activity. Regular checks, especially on tools from outside sources, are a must. And building security measures, like alarms that go off if something's wrong, is essential. Safety considerations in adopting AI technology. When you're dealing with AI, safety is a top priority. You have to think about all the ways it could potentially cause harm, physically, mentally, financially, environmentally, and legally. It's not just about putting safety protocols in place, you have to constantly test them to make sure they actually work, no matter what. For example, imagine a scenario where robots powered by AI accidentally hurt someone. That's a real risk. And then there's the danger of data breaches or biases in algorithms causing economic or legal trouble. Even something as simple as advanced AI pretending to be a human could mess with someone's mind. But it's not just the direct effects you have to worry about. Just creating AI models can be harmful to the environment because they use so much power. In fact, training a big language processing model can produce as much CO2 as hundreds of flights across America or 5 times the emissions of an average American car over its entire life. Prioritize data privacy. When it comes to protecting your personal information, safety isn't the only concern. Privacy is just as important. Think of all the data you give out every day, from your name to sensitive details. It's hard to keep track of where it all goes. That's why it's crucial for companies and governments to ask your permission before collecting sensitive data and to keep it safe once they have it. Your data isn't just a bunch of numbers and letters. When different pieces are put together, they can paint a detailed picture of who you are and what you do. Even if your name is taken out, it's still possible for someone to figure out it's you. For example, your driving habits could be shared with insurance companies, and with the help of facial recognition, they might even know your name and address without you realizing it. This kind of invasion of privacy might need to be stopped by the authorities. Some places, like Europe and California, have already started making laws to protect people's data. It's a step in the right direction, but it's up to all of us to make sure our privacy is respected in this digital age. Ensure AI accountability. When AI suggests something and humans decide, it's on the humans for the choice. But when AI acts alone, like in self-driving cars, it gets trickier to figure out who's responsible if something goes wrong. And that's a big deal for keeping people accountable at work. You can't blame AI because it doesn't know it's making choices. But we can make it better. If the folks making AI can explain how it works, they can take the blame when things go south. The problem is, AI changes fast, and new stuff comes out all the time, making it hard to keep track of who's responsible. Take responsibility in AI innovation. Organizations must make sure someone is in charge and answerable for what happens, or else people won't trust their tools and methods. If a new AI idea could cause big problems, it's responsible to not go after it, no matter how much money it might make. When things go wrong, the law will likely blame the companies that made and provided those systems, and they might have to pay for their mistakes, even facing criminal charges. If a company buys a technology from someone else, both could be held responsible if it messes up. Companies should listen to lots of different opinions about what could happen with all the AI tools they use or make. Key points. 1. AI requires human guidance to operate ethically and responsibly. 2. Transparency is crucial for understanding AI's decision-making process. 3. Developers must mitigate bias in AI algorithms to ensure fairness. 4. Regular audits and performance monitoring are essential for AI reliability. 5. Organizations must prioritize safety, security, and privacy in AI deployment. 6. AI's impact on society demands clear rules and accountability frameworks. 7. Data privacy protection is paramount in the era of interconnected systems.